Okay, here we go. Five ideas. Parshas Re'eh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul. Learning should be in Tzchusaf Rosh Shlema for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rav Kabat Yepetzol Shachol Yisrael. Perek Yabez Pasuk Hey. The pasuk says, "Shichno Sidushu Uvasa Shama." You shall seek out his resting place and come there. Says the Chiddush Arim, the Shichno Sidushu does not only mean refer to the Shechina, but the Shichno Sidushu means that if a person searches out his Shachim, a person searches out his neighbor, and he looks to do acts of kindness and caring for his neighbor, then uvasa shama. Then the shame, right, referring to the Shechina, will come. And Chiddush Arim says that's what the Gemara says when 10 people come and the Shechina comes. That's what the Chiddush Arim is saying, l'shichno sidrisho, when you're searching out for help, your brothers and sisters, then uvasa shama. How great and important this message is before going now into the month of holy month of Elul. Before we get into the Yomim Noram, to be able to understand, obviously, the Talmud Torah and Ben Adam Lakim are very important, but it also starts with their Ben Adam L'Chavero. You want to have the Shechina, the Shechna Sidrishal. You want to have a Vasa Shama, you want to have to bring the Shem, the Shechna Sidrishal. Make sure you're searching out to be able to do good things for each other. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Simcha Banim Pshischa. So the Pasuk says in Yudal Arav, Banim Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem. You are Kaddish Baruch Hu's children. We know the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Chafei Yom Al-Av that we're Atem, right, in referring to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of sanctifying the moon, Atem Afilu Shogigin, Atem Afilu Mezinim, Atem Afilu Moatin. Even if we, by accident, make a wrong mistake by accident or on purpose or whatever it is, we made a wrong calculations, Chazal tells us in this Gemara that it goes according to how the Beis Din recorded the Levana. Meaning if they said Rosh Chodesh is on a certain night, and what happened, they made a mistake. It does not go based off the mistake. It goes off the way Beis Din said. Atem. Afi the Shogin, whatever, the way the Beis Din clarified, the way the Beis Din dignified Rosh Chodesh, that's what it is. It says, the same way it's Atem Afi the Shogin. Atem Afi the Mezinim. Atem Afi the Moatim. By Kiddush HaChodesh. When we make a mistake, Hashem says, it doesn't matter if you made a mistake. It goes by the way how you did it. It says, Atem also refers to Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Whether a person messed up by accident or on purpose, whatever it is, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. You're always the Rabbon Hashem's children. The Kadosh Baruch Hu always take us back. And we know famously, we've quoted this before, and in the Gemara, famous Machlokas, when do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? When we do our Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, according to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only when you're doing... Rabbi Meir says, whether you do Hashem's will or not. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only when you do Hashem's will. And the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, I believe in Tshuva 194, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Usually in the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we passing like Rabbi Meir. And the Kabbina Rabbi had said, it's a mitzvah lefarsim, this Rashba, to remember, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Just the Matem Afilu Shogi, Matem Afilu Mezin, Matem Afilu Moatin. It's also Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. We can never lose our status of being children. Come back to their bonus. How important is this message as we head into the month of Elul, especially Shabbos or Chodesh Elul. Moving on to idea number three. Actually, I mean, by accident, did the third one before the second one, so we're just going to move back a few psukim before. Yud Beis Chav Hei. The pasuk says, L'Hosach Alenu. You should be careful not to eat to eat blood. So it'll be good for your children. They should stay on in the right ways of Hashem. Ask of Jonas on Eibshetz. Very simple question. How does not eating blood affect kids? If you make sure not to have eat blood, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to make sure that Hashem says if you make sure not to eat blood, you're going to have good children. So Jonas on Eibshetz says a beautiful thing. He says whatever a person physically eats, the way a parent acts, that has an effect on their children. You know, we all know physical traits parents give over to their children. Also spiritual traits. We give over midos. So at the end of the day, if you're careful about not eating blood, you're careful the way you act, that makes sure that actually has a DNA difference in the way you make sure to have good to live a life of mitzvahs, that actually has a spiritual effect on your children's DNA. A beautiful idea from Yonos and Abshut. So at the end of the day, we said it a few weeks ago from the Al-Shach, How does a person affect their children to love Judaism, to love Yiddishkeit? Says the Asher Gadish from the Pasuk in Shema, when it's al levavcha, when it's on your heart, when you're fired about it, and you're enthusiastic about Judaism, then vishinatam levanecha, then you can give it over to your children. When your children see you have a passion for it, then al levavcha, then vishinatam levanecha. You see that you have a passion for Yiddishkeit, for your Torah and mitzvahs, then you can give it over to your children. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Rebbe of Zusha, Anapoli, the brother of the Noam Alimach, Perk Tezvav Pasuk Zayin. Right? The pasuk says, but you're gonna have a brother in your city who needs tzedakah. Make sure not to harden your heart and not close your hand. We know famously we quoted in the past years why the Gemara says pasuch tiftach by the double lashon. The next pasuk, open your hand, because when you close your hand, it looks like all your fingers are the same thing. When you open your hand, you realize that every finger is really different. That's what it means to open your hand. Realize that every ani is different. But that's not this year's word. Says the Rebbe Bezusha, the Gemara tells us about Basu Tesem Abbas. There, Yemiyo was having a lot of problems with the chevra, with the people of Anatot, and his curse was that when they give tzedakah, this is what Yemiyo said: when they give tzedakah, when they have a desire to give tzedakah, they should give it to people who don't really need it. So they won't get reward. That's the Rebbe Bezusha. That was the curse. They should give tzedakah for people who don't really need it, so they won't get reward. How could it be? Says the Rebbe Bezusha, Yirmiyo loved the people so much, even though because Anatot gave them such hard troubles with their sinning and their averus. What was Yirmiyo really saying? He was saying that at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch is going to say, oh, let's punish these people. But the Malachi Hashares, the Beis Din and Shemaim is going to say, hey, look at these people of Anatot. They don't care who they give tzedakah to. Even for the people who don't deserve it, they still give tzedakah to. Let's make sure, just like they don't scrutinize and they don't look for who actually deserves it and who actually doesn't deserve it, we're going to make sure to go above and beyond for them as well. That's what Yirmiyahu was saying. Yirmiyahu wasn't saying it as a curse. Yirmiyahu was saying it as a bracha. Now he was saying that right now, at the end of the day, we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Malachim, hopefully the Malachim will say to the Baruch Hu, just like these people who are giving tzedakah to people who don't deserve it, just like they're people, they're going out of the way for people who don't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go out for these people who don't deserve the bracha and the siyat d'shmaya as well. Beautiful idea on how to always look at for the people, to always look for the right thing. You have to have an ayin tov, a beautiful idea from the Rebbe Bezusha. And finally, the fifth and final idea. Fifth and final idea comes to us from Rav Hirsch. It's actually the last pasuk in the parsha. Tezayin Yuzayin. Ish kemen as yodo kifakas Hashem alakach asher nasamach. Each man according to what his hand can give, according to the blessing that Hashem, your God, gives you. Ask the Rav Hirsch, what's this lashon of ish kemen as yodo? What does that mean? It seems a little extra. What's going on with this lashon of ish kemen as yodo, according to a man, according to what a person gives, according to his hands? The Gemara tells us in Erevin of Samachay Amid Beis, but there's three ways you have to know what a person's all about. Look at his kiso, koso, and kaso. Look at his pocket. Look at it, the way he drinks, and look at the way when he gets angry. So it says Rav Hirsch, kiso, the way in his pocket. A lot of people give tzedakah, but look at the way how he gives tzedakah. Look at the way how he gives. Does he do it begrudgingly? Does he do it with an ayin tov? Like when they say the stories about the Rav Soloveitchik, when Ani used to come into the room to the Beis Midrash of Ayu and come to his shir, he would shake. He would mamash shake just seeing an Ani. He's giving an Ani, making them feel like a person, making them feel like a human being. That's what it's all about. So you want to know ish kemat nas yado? How do you know what an ish is? Kemat nas yado. Look at the way he gives. Look at the way he gives tzedakah. How important is this to be able to obviously do an adam l'chavero? Important how you do it, like we're going to say in Shoiftim and Mitzvah Shem, in Simcha Banim, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof. When you're going for Tzedek, you're going for good things, Tzedek, Tirdof. Make sure to do it in the right way. A lot of people get stuck, a lot of people daven and learn. But how do you learn? How do you daven? How do you give tzedakah? Let you go over these five ideas. You start off from the Chedush Harim, the Sheikh of Sidrisha, Vos Hashem, the Sheikh of Sidrisha. The more you look out for your neighbors, then the Vos Hashem, the more Shechina will be there. The second idea we said from Simcha Banu, where we went a little out of order here. Banu Atem Hashem Alakichem, just like the Gemara says, Atem Afilu Shogim, Atem Afilu Mezidim, Atem Afilu Malatim. Doesn't matter whether you made a mistake by whatever the Beis Din says, it's always what the Beis Din says by Kiddush HaChodesh. It says Simcha Banu, the same way it's Atem, it's also Banu Atem. Whether a person messes up on purpose or by accident, or Beinani, we're always Rabbanu Shom's children. That's the Rasha Paskins, we Paskin like Rabbi Meir, Ben Kach, Nik Rabbanim, whatever it is. And how important is this message before going to El? And that's moving back to the third idea. Yobes Chafei, Rav Yonasan Aipsha says, what does this mean? By not eating blood, that you're going to have children and it would be Yasha in the ways of Hashem. Rav Yonasan Aipsha says, it's Pasha. The same way you give over your physical traits to your children, you also give your spiritual DNA. If you make sure to be careful in not eating blood, your children will have good DNA. And it goes with every mitzvah. It goes along with every aver. Just like you give over your physical traits, you give over your spiritual traits. And the Ashach HaKadosh says it so simply. You want to know how to give over Yiddishkeit? It has to be Alevavcha. When it's Alevavcha, then Mishinantim Levenacha. Then it can transfer over to the next generation. The fourth idea by the Pasuk of Tzedakah, Tezvav Zayin, Gemara Mabasa, Rav Zusha said, Yahweh was having problems with the city of Anatot, and he cursed them that they should give to people who don't need tzedakah. Why was this the curse? Yahweh loved people so much, and he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, They just look at the malachim and they're going to say to Rabbanu Shem, look at these people. They're giving tzedakah for people that they don't deserve it. So too, they should, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though these people, honestly, they might not deserve your bracha, and they're going out of the way for others, you should go out of the way for them as well. And fifth, the final idea of Hirshas, what is the lashon of Ish kemanas yado? Ish, want to know how to judge a person? Kemanas yado. How do they give? How do they do it with a smile? Do they do it with simcha? Do they do it with joy? Ish, how do you judge a person? Kemana zehado, the way, look at the way he gives. We should be zochah be'ez Hashem, taking in these measures of Av, it's Yisrael, always looking out for our fellow brethren, always better to make sure that we never forget, they're always considered Kodesh Baruch Hu's children, not using it as an excuse, but using it as a confidence builder, as encouragement, able to make sure that we're giving over our physical traits, just like we give over our physical traits to our kids, we also give their DNA, our spiritual DNA, so to make sure at the end of the day, we seek out for the good in others, just like the way Yirmiyahu did. We look out for the good in others, even though for the people don't deserve it, maybe we don't deserve it as well. Finally, fifth and final idea is we're going to give, but make sure to be able to do it in a besimcha the way we should be zochah b'ez Hashem, good Shabbos, and good in Rosh Chodesh El Shkoich. And obviously, k'sivah chesimah tovah, yesh koich.